You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hey everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot, and it is Saturday, July 24th, 2021. I hope everybody's doing well and you're safe and healthy. Please go get a vaccination, okay? I need to put that out there. I hope everybody's doing well. I'm doing okay. Lots to digest in this particular episode of the podcast because I'm going to deal with the explosive new article that I posted yesterday about Master Dino and his family. But first, before I get into it, I just want to say that I've received a lot of flack, I guess, or I've had a lot of shit thrown at me, I guess I'll say, from all of the fans of the scat scene who took offense at podcast number 148. Can you believe we've had that this many podcasts already? Gosh. Number 148 was about scat. And, of course, I don't know anything about the scene, okay? I made it clear in the podcast. And I wasn't trying to offend anybody, obviously. I just was stating my opinion about it. But a lot of people got offended, apparently. And so I, in the spirit of, this is how I kind of approach most of this, okay? I've experienced a lot in my time as a faggot, but I haven't experienced everything. I have opinions about everything because I'm one of those kind of faggots that just thinks all the time about stuff, and I have opinions, and I'm not really very shy about stating my opinion. So, the scat scene is something that it's one of my hard no's, okay? It's just always been a hard no for me. Scat and blood have always been kind of hard no's for me. Of course, I have bled from being fucked, roughly, but I mean, you know what I mean, okay? Anyway, so I've always had a hard no, and fortunately, I've served men who weren't into it either. This might be the benefit or result of growing up in the Midwest in America, where it's, you know, relatively conservative, and a lot of gay fetishes are not well known, particularly among straight men. So it's just never been something that's been pushed, you know. Same with chastity. You know, this is why I was largely ignorant of chastity, because I grew up in the Midwest where alphas, I don't think a lot of alphas out here in the Midwest generally think about chastity. Straight alphas definitely don't. But anyway, I digress. So, in the spirit of, I always try to approach it, these things that I don't know a lot about as learning experiences. So, in that spirit, I'm going to bring on a faggot who is experienced with scat. Vegas faggot, many of you on Twitter, I retweet him pretty often, so, and I've featured him on the website, so he's going to come on to the show, and I think next Tuesday, and we're going to talk about it, and I'm going to get his perspective. You know, he was one of the ones that complained about my characterization of the scene, if you want to call it that, but you know, I do think that, and apparently the people who are involved in scat are really passionate about it. judging by the reaction that I received. Which is, I mean, it's odd because, I mean, on this podcast, I have even spoken, you might say, pro-rape. I mean, certainly people have characterized it that way. And I didn't receive as much backlash as I've gotten from SCAT. And I was really surprised by that. So we're going to investigate that more in an interview form. So we'll see what Vegas Faggot has to say about all that. Fortunately, Vegas Faggot is, he reminds me of me a little bit, and so I expect a lively conversation. So anyway, keep an eye out for that, okay? All you scat lovers, you shit-eating, never mind. Anyway, so you disgust me. Anyway, I'm kidding. Okay, so Master Dino. So I don't know if you've read the post. It went up yesterday. It is about as jaw-dropping as anything I've ever published on the site, and certainly I've published a lot of really insane stories on the site. A couple of them have turned out to be fake, and they're removed now, but the other ones I verified enough that I know that they're real. And yeah, this I think is probably the topper. It's huge. I had to, you wouldn't believe the amount of writing that both Master Dino and his fag wife, Jamie, wrote to me, you know, in preparation for this post. It was voluminous, almost as voluminous as Master Dino's cum shot. And if you look at the post, you'll see what I'm talking about. I mean, the man comes buckets of cum, all right? Anyway, they wrote massive amounts of material, and I had to kind of sift through it as best I could and kind of whittle it down to the essence of the story. And I think I did it okay. Master Dino has given me a seal of approval on that, what I did, so that's all I really care about. So, but I wanted to talk about that story because it's absolutely, it hits on a couple of things that have been recurring themes on the website in terms of hierarchy, and particularly fathers and sons, alpha sons, you know, alpha fathers and alpha sons, and in this case, a faggot son. So, Master Dino, when we first met him, we were introduced to Master Dino and his fag wife, Jamie. Now, that in and of itself is an unusual situation. Master Dino is a straight alpha, okay? But he found Jamie, who Jamie surrendered his entire being to serve the straight alpha, you know, Master Dino, and Master Dino took possession of Jamie, and that was it. And now they've been married many years, and Master Dino still fucks Jamie every day, just like he is a random faggot in a toilet somewhere, okay? Like, he basically, you know, rapes. I don't want to say the word rape, but it's rape-like. He uses Jamie thoroughly, okay? Then, you know, we were introduced to one of Master Dino's teenage alpha sons, Chad, okay? And Master Dino introduced Chad to faggots and introduced Jamie as his faggot, and then he gave Jamie over to his alpha son to be fucked by his alpha son. And so Master Chad now owns a couple of faggots of his own in the last couple months, you know. So that's kind of incredible. Now, I knew that Master Dino had other sons who were around Master Chad's age. And Master Dino had said at one point, you know, that he thought that they were alphas too, but he wasn't sure because he was still kind of trying to gauge where they were, you know. But anyway, Master Joe, I'm going to call him Master because he is definitely an alpha, came over to stay at Master Dino's house. And Master Dino told me that he was planning on having the talk, the alpha faggot talk, with Joe. And so he did. And Master Joe started fucking Jamie as well. Okay. And, you know, so here are two young alpha males that are sons of Master Dino living in Master Dino's house with Jamie, and Jamie is getting fucked by all three of them, okay? So Jamie is in hog heaven, right? I mean, this is like fag wet dream times 100, okay? So anyway... then an accident happens, okay? One day, not too long ago, Master Dino was instructing Master Joe on how to penetrate a faggot's pussy and not tear it, you know? And Master Joe was naked, Jamie was naked. They were in the middle of this instructional thing. When in walks his next son, Dean. Okay, now Master Dean is an alpha, and he's also a twin. He has a twin. His twin's name is Jimmy. Okay, get it? Jimmy Dean, right? Anyway, so in walks Dean, and he sees his father and his brother engaged in this sexual situation with a faggot, okay? So Master Dino forces the two, the twins, to sit down and watch while he's explaining what's going on here. And they're engaged in this. And while Master Joe is fucking Jamie, Jamie looks over and he sees that Jimmy is sucking Dean off, okay, which came as a surprise to Master Dino and Jamie and God and the whole world, okay? Nobody knew anything about them, you know. It turns out that Jimmy has been serving as Dean's faggot since they were 10 years old. So they were already involved in the whole alpha fag dynamic before Daddy Dino stepped in, right? So the twins were staying there too. So right now, as we record this, there's currently Master Dino and Jamie and Master Joe. Master Chad is not living there, but he's been staying over there quite a bit. Master Joe, then Master Dean, and his faggot twin brother Jimmy are all living in the house together. And there's lots and lots and lots and lots of fucking going on. Lots of domination. Master Dino wrote to me, and I put in the post, you know, his house now smells like a locker room, you know, just full of cum and testosterone. Isn't that a great smell? Anyway, I'm just kind of speechless about the story. I have yet to talk to any of the boys. I'm eager to. You know, I don't know if Master Dino's going to allow me to talk to them, but I would like to get their perspective, I think, you know, about what's happening in their life, you know. I'm really curious about the twins because if any of my longtime readers know, I've covered probably at least three sets of twin brothers where one of the brothers is alpha and the other one's a faggot. And I don't know the genetics behind that, or there's got to be some sort of genetic key there, right? I mean, it seems really beyond coincidence, you know. I really would like to figure out if there's some sort of genetic thing that can be unlocked about the faggot phenomenon, you know. But like in this case, you know, essentially those brothers came from the same stuff, right? But they split off into two entirely different types of men, you know, males. And that was one thing that was very curious. The other thing that is interesting about that story is Master Dino, how he's approaching his alpha sons and his faggot son. I asked Master Dino how he felt about his son being a faggot. And this is something that I have seen in alpha fathers who have talked about having faggot sons, is that they're proud of their faggot son because their faggot son is fulfilling their purpose. And it's really interesting because, you know, I think I'm speaking as a faggot here, obviously, and I think probably most faggots would agree, you know, we would expect that our alpha father would be ashamed of us or we would be rejected, right? But that doesn't seem to be the case in most of the alpha fathers or any of the alpha fathers that I've talked to who have faggots for sons. They're not ashamed. In fact, they almost take a hand in the development of their faggot service, which I find really interesting. You know, what Master Dino is doing with Jimmy, his faggot son, is very similar to what a couple of other alpha fathers have done. Jimmy has now swallowed one of Master Dino's loads. And I don't know if Master Dino's ever going to fuck Jimmy, but that has happened in other instances in stories I've posted on the website of alpha fathers, you know, feeding or fucking and breeding their faggot son. So that's not something that has never happened before or is unusual, apparently, because I've covered it multiple times, you know. So, you know, we're going to have to wait and see, I guess, what Master Dino decides to do there. But I trust him. You know, he's a very engaged father with his boys. And I'm very proud of him. You know, I would say this. Most of the world would find what he's doing to be unorthodox and wrong. And I understand the argument. And I get this all the time whenever I start to cover this area of hierarchy. I get lots and lots of, you know, hate comments and whatnot from people who think that I'm wrong for covering it or whatever. I just look at it as the truth. This is what's happening, you know. And we should face that. and look at it and try to come to understand it. You know, that's how we learn, you know. I'm not afraid of it. You know, Master Dino makes the decisions about what happens with his sons, you know, as their father. And he can guide them however he chooses, you know. He's not hurting anybody. He is taking what nature gave him and he's molding it so that it's its most potent and useful version, you know, of it, what they're supposed to be. You know, nature gave him three incredible young alpha sons and a devoted fag son. And so he's taking that product, you know, of his own seed and molding it, molding each one of them to be the best version of whatever nature intended for them, right? And I commend him for that. Whether or not I agree with everything he's doing, it's not really for me to say. I'm a faggot, and I'm not related to anybody involved, so it's not my business to judge them. But I'm just speaking from hierarchical standpoints, okay? What I'm trying to say is that the story is controversial for sure, but hierarchy does not conform to what we might consider to be normal standards or quote-unquote right standards or quote-unquote moral standards. It doesn't apply because it's hierarchy is kind of this kind of everlasting structure of nature that can't be replaced. It's not going to be replaced. It's part of our DNA. It's part of who we are. So however hierarchy works out is how it's supposed to work out. You know, that's how I view it. You know, however that works out is it's only my job to report it, explain it if I can, and try to learn from it, you know. And I recommend that everybody who reads that post tries to do the same thing and not come at it from a moral standpoint. That's all. I will say this, that my interactions with Master Dino have really deepened. He scares the fuck out of me, okay? In a lot of ways. He's literally like a massive hurricane of a human being. But at the center of the hurricane is the eye, and it's peaceful there. And I believe that I'm reaching the eye of that hurricane with him. And I've just had this bizarre kind of feeling of peace, knowing that this tremendous storm of a man in his life surrounds me. And I just... Is this love that I'm feeling? Just kidding. I'm just so appreciative of Master Dino and his faggot Jamie. You know, they've been really open and outgoing and honest with me about things, and they've trusted me with a lot, and I try to honor that trust. So I just wanted to say that to close this, because I don't want it to come off like I'm judging them. I'm definitely not trying to do that. I appreciate them very much. I really kind of wanted to head off other people judging them, I guess. So I do encourage that everybody read it, though. That post is going to be a centerpiece of that of the website. You know, it's an extraordinary documentation, and it's one of my favorite things I've ever posted. You know, so anyway, this went over a little bit longer than I expected, but. Anyway, I could just go on and on about Master Dino and Jamie. So, yeah. And actually, to be honest with you, Jamie sent me another long account of their day today. And, yeah, it's crazy. I mean, it's mind-blowing. I'm going to have to figure out how to publish it. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, I hope you guys have a great weekend. I may be posting a podcast tomorrow. I have an interview scheduled with an alpha. Once again, these alphas say they're going to do something and then they don't do it. What am I going to do with them? Can I, as a faggot, can I spank an alpha? I don't know. Let me know if there's some rule I don't know about where I can do that, okay? Anyway, I will let you guys go. Have a good day. Love ya. Bye!